Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, kings and queens. You have turned into the Blessed Hands for You Outreach Ministry that keeps it real and giving our listeners a weekly dosage of ideas and information in real talk by bringing awareness we have in our families and communities today with the matters of the heart. From authors all over the world sharing their real life struggles in healing, deliverance, forgiveness, unity, hope, and love with their own testimonies and books. So sit back, relax. I am your host, Erlina D.
What a blessed day, kings and queens. I am so excited in the day that God has woken me up in. How about you all? I know you're glad because if God woke you up, you're in the land of living. No matter what's going on, we're still in the land of living. So, yes, I am your host, Erlina D., and along with me is co-host Teresa C. I thank you all for joining in to hear the blessings of the Lord, and thanking the authors who has been handpicked only by God to care to share the real talk of their testimonies, gifts, and talents here on the Blessed Hands for You Life Radio Ministry that do nothing but keep it real. That's what we do. We keep it real with you, with real talk from authors exposed that tackles on the river of life issues we deal with on a day-to-day basis. You know, we deal with a lot of things that's going on, okay? So they tackle a lot of these issues because some have been there, some are going through, some has been delivered. So that's what they're sharing with you today. And I pray that you all receive the information that will help teach, comfort, and release you to become and bring and build a closer relationship with God. That's what Blessed Hands for You Life Ministry, Radio Ministry is all about, for us to just get a closer walk with God, a closer relationship with God. And before we introduce our lovely, beautiful Queen Arthur on this blessed day, I pray that we all out there doing exactly what we need to be doing, which should have been done way before this COVID-19 even hit. We all should have been washing our hands, you know, at least washing our hands and watching, you know, if we sick and stuff, not to be all up in somebody's face, you know, coughing and choking and spitting and all that crazy stuff. But now we got to wear these masks. So I hope you're doing that, wearing a mask and doing your social distancing while you at work, while the children just went back to school from college to everywhere, you know. Taking care of business out there, you know, we got to go out and about, pay bills, do grocery shopping, do all them things. So I hope we are doing what we need to do, not just practicing, but doing it, okay? Because this ain't no thing that we're practicing for a job or a acting gig or anything. This is life. This is real life. So we got to continue doing these things, even when we're at home. You know, you're cooking your food. Don't you wash your hands before you cook? I hope you do. Don't you wash the food, the meat off before you cook it? I hope you do, because these are the things we need to be doing anyway. Even teaching our young people that's growing up how to keep things clean, wipe stuff off. Just don't leave germs all over the place. So, you know what? I already know you're doing that, so I thank you. I thank you for saving me as I'm saving you. Thank you, thank you. Now join me now into the throne of prayer for all things big and small, because before we can even move forward, we always take things to the throne of God. We take everything to the throne of God. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, truly, we want to thank you on this blessed day. Thank you, God, for waking us up, restoring us in our right minds, God, allowing us to see, hear, to taste, walk, talk, all the things that somebody wasn't able to do, God. We even praying for them. Somebody woke up, aches and pain, couldn't even get out of the bed, Father, Lord God. So we're praying for their healing. We're praying for their strength, God. Oh, God, we ask you to go through the highways and the byways, God. We ask you to go to the jailhouse, to the White House, God. We ask you to cover the colleges and even the high schools and the elementary schools and the daycares, God. We ask you to continue wiping your arms around there. Just continue blessing and covering like you always do, God. And we ask you, God, to give us that obedience spirit, you know, that we are able to humble ourselves, God, and be up under submission of the things that we need to do, God, so we can be the blessed peoples that you have already called us to be, God, to be the blessed people that you already ordained, God, before the beginning of time, God. You created heaven and earth, God. You done this, God, so you will say when it ends, and when it began. So we thank you, God, for thinking about us right now, God. Lord, we ask you to bless everyone out there doing ministry, everyone out there encouraging someone, someone out there teaching someone. God, we ask you to continue blessing them, to remove thyself, God, and allow that vessel to be used by you, God, even in me, God, even in my co-host, God, that you just build us into what you need us to be, not what we want to be, but what you need us to be, God, so that we can be able to be a blessing one to another, God, where we'll be able to give an ear or give a hug or be able to listen or be able to speak life, God, into not only just our lives, but to others' lives, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God, on the queen author that you have on this blessed day, on the blessed hand for you that's coming on, God. We thank you for this young lady. We thank you for this young queen, God. We thank you, and we ask you to continue blessing her fruits, God. Bless her vessel, God, in the way that only that you needed to go, Father, Lord God. Lord, thank you for this radio ministry, Lord, because it all belongs to you. We thank you for allowing us to use it for such a time as this. We thank you for using us, God. We thank you, God, for supplying, for allowing it to continue to air. We thank you, God. We thank you for the productions, God, that you allow us to write, the books that you allow us to write. God, we thank you. Because only you can allow us to do these things so we can share it one to another, Father, Lord God, so we can build each other up, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your only begotten Son, because he's the reason why we're living today. He gave his life for us to have life, and we should live it in the way that is ordered for us to live it, and we thank you for that grace and your mercy. We thank you, God. Lord, we'll continue doing what you need us to do. Give us the strength, give us the peace and the joy that no other understands. And we will continually praise your name in Jesus' name. Amen. Truly, truly, God is able to do what he says he will do. God is able to say what he will do. We're going to come with a song called Free, because I'm telling you, we got to be free in the spirit of God. So we're going to come with that song, Free, and I hope you all be blessed with this song.
Yeah. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, my light is shining bright in the sunlight. It's kind of hard to find. Feeling that it's coming over me. I feel like I'm flowing and glowing. Can you see? This time it's all about thee. There's a smile upon my face. Life has got me wrapped in the sweetest embrace. So step inside, enjoy the ride. I ain't got nothing to hide. See, my mind is free for a change. Nothing unclean, nothing strange. My eyes are set on being better things, and that will never change. See, my mind is free for a change. Nothing unclean, nothing strange.
I know I feel free in serving God and praising God and worshiping God. I feel free in my mind that I know everything is going to be all right. I feel free because God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave a spirit of a sound mind to know that we are free. We are covered by his blood. We are covered by God's arms. We are covered by the word of God. Oh, truly, I'm telling you, I truly bless you, kings and queens. And I know we are excited about the queen guest we got on this blessed day. Believe me, I know I am. Believe me, she is an awesome young lady. And I'm telling you, a powerful vessel to be reckoned with. I'm telling you, I just followed some of the things she is doing out there. I'm telling you guys, it's just such a blessing. And I'm telling you, just hold on to your seats. Just hold on a little bit longer. So I pray that you have already inboxed somebody or even called someone to join us as well. Now, without any delay, I'm going to have my co-host, Teresa C., is coming to give the shout-out, and she's going to give some tasty dewdrop news from our table to yours. And after she reads that, she's going to read our special queen guest dewdrop bio.
Hey, 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 it is TCG, your girl Teresa. Definitely love to be on the Blessed Hands for You Radio Outreach Ministry. I love Thursdays. It is my favorite day of the week. So I want to definitely give a shout out today. I want to give a shout out first and foremost to Blessed Hands for You. Definitely want to give a shout out to our host, Erlina D. Would like to also give a shout out to our sponsors for opening up the doors for Blessed Hands for You to continue doing what we do. Much love to Faith to Faith and 106 TBC, our sponsors who also air the ministry on their radio platform. They also have apps that you can download to listen to them. So definitely look up Faith to Faith Ministry as well as 106 TBC to download those apps and don't miss any of Blessed Hands for You. Also, I would love to give first honor and due before anything else and after everything else, an honor to God and a shout out to Him Himself. God bless everybody. After this due drop newsletter, we'll be right back.
I'm going to read the due drop for today. For some reason, I'm telling you, the enemy always try to stop the progress, but we're going to read the due drop on today.
Amen, amen. And if you would like to have your live interviews here on the Blessed Hands for You Radio Ministry as our special guest, please send all inquiries to blessedhandsforyouministry@gmail.com. That is BLESSHANDS, the number 4, the letter U, MINISTRY@gmail.com. For our live interviews every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you are definitely welcome to send your inquiries. You can also listen to Blessed Hands for You live radio ministry every Sunday at 5 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 106tbcradio.com and every Tuesday at 7 p.m. on the faith2faithradio.com. Watch all of Blessed Hands for You production on our website, www.tworealforyou.net, and on the On Point TV network, Faith to Faith TV network. Download the apps on Roku, Fire Stick, Apple TV, and Tiki Live. Launching on September the 22nd, watch all of Blessed Hands for You live productions on the new HGBN, His Grace Broadcasting Network. You can also download this on Roku and Fire Stick. If you can watch two of our shows, you can also watch two of our shows, Devil in the Mist and Devil in the Mirror, on Amazon Prime. The new soapy series, Too Real for You, and Angry Tears, My Story, the real life testimony of host Erlina D. Guilford, Trapped, Was It Really God?, and Busted and Disgusted. You can watch all of these on the platforms that I mentioned earlier. Order author Erlina D. Guilford's books on Amazon.com, Barnes and Noble's, Books a Million, and on our personal website, www.tworealforyou.net. Become a sponsor or give a love donation to help keep the awareness movement going forward for the four corners of all for everyone to see and to hear. Now for our special guest, our queen tonight, we're going to read from our guest bio, author Antonia M.F. Williams. This author, she is a spoken word artist. She's a business owner. She has awoken voices for the mute. She has an awokenvoice.com website that you can visit. Antonia Williams is a native of Atlanta, Georgia. She is the fifth oldest of six children. She graduated from D.M. Thurl High School of 2019. She became a two-time published author at the age of 16 years old. She became an advocate at 12 years old, speaking on issues in the community. She later became known as an awoken voice, the spoken word artist. She has won several competitions. Hank Stewart Foundation, Omega Sci-Fi, Thurl High Talent Show, SCLC Youth Oratorical Contest, RTB Virtual Talent Show, etc., plus many more. She has also performed on stages such as Juneteenth, the ATL Black to School, Back to School Bash, More Than Music ATL, Kwanzaa Events, etc. She also recently launched her Awoken Voice T-shirt line and Miracle Defense Pack. She released her first children's book, I'm Flossom, in June of 2020. She has been interviewed on several radio broadcasts and featured in Bold Favor magazine. Now back to our lovely, great host, Erlina Dean.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much for that, co-host. Truly, truly, it is an honor. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here, I love to see our young women, young youth, are today, that's who they are. They are our future, doing some positive, beautiful things. I'm telling you, why not support them? Now I am getting ready to introduce to you, so you all are now, I'm telling you, now with every mind, heart, and soul that are open to relate, to receive, and to release, I would like to introduce to you Queen Arthur Antonia Williams, the queen behind I'm Blossom. Hello, Queen. How are you on this blessed day?
Hi, I'm doing well. How about you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm telling you, I am so excited just to hear about this I'm Blossom, because I'm telling you, I truly thank God that you, I'm just going to tell you, it's truly an honor to have you with us today on Blessed Hands for You. It is truly an honor just to hear the things that you're doing and how God is using you, young lady. It is a blessing. It is truly a blessing. Could you give the people a little bit more that you would like to share with them who you are and what you're about? And then we're going to get into this lovely book and how you came up with this title and everything about this book.
Yes, ma'am. So hello, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. My name is Antonia Williams. I'm 19 years old. I'm a 3-time published author, a spoken word artist, and a business owner. And so I started writing my first book at 15 years old, and I became a 2-time published author at 16. And then I just recently published my first children's book this past June, which is titled I'm Blossom. And I have two businesses. I have a T-shirt line, which is a Woken Voice T-shirt line. And then I have a children's brand, which is I'm Blossom Brand, LLC. So, yes.
Wow. Y'all hear this? Y'all hear this? I'm telling you, we have no excuses, because I'm telling you, as I listen to her, I'm like, look at God, look at God. We have no excuses. Sweetheart, you keep doing and you keep allowing God to continue blessing you. It is such a blessing for you to be such a young age, 19, and got so much that God has laid on you. And just to hear the order in your voice, the boss, okay, the queen boss that you are,
yes,
19 years old, how you take this, like, you know, I'm real about this. I'm real about this ministry and the things God given me. Tell us, how did you come up with this wonderful title, I Am Blossom?
Yes, so I'm Blossom. If you all would know, or if you all would just think about it, the title is Flaws and Awesome Together. So basically what I came about is thinking of this title is that there's so many people that, you know, struggle with insecurities or flaws and stuff, and they don't think they're, you know, good enough, or they don't think they're good looking enough, or they just don't think they're worthy enough. And so I just felt like I needed to write a book, especially for the youth, because it starts young, especially when they're in school, they're getting bullied, or whether it's even within the family, you know, your mom or your sisters, your cousins, you just never know. But it does start young. And so I just wanted to write a children's book for the youth that basically gave them hope and encouragement that regardless of your flaws, you are still awesome, regardless of your insecurities, because they don't define you. They don't. So, you know, you have to be able to embrace yourself and love yourself for who you are, regardless of your flaws.
Wow. That is so awesome. I truly wish at the age I am now, I wish I found someone like you when I was 19 years old. When I was younger, even younger, I truly wish someone came up with something like that. You know, because like you say, not only just the young people, even the older people, we struggle with that insecurity and not loving ourselves the way God had made us. And like God said, he made us beautifully made in his image. So why would not you not love yourself or feel that you're worthy when God made you in his own image? And I truly, truly thank you. I can't wait to get this book. I've been checking the mail, like waiting on this book, because I really can't wait to read it. So I would like for you to tell us, and also I hear you wrote more than one book. Could you tell us the other titles of the other books you have written?
Yes, ma'am. So my first book I wrote is titled Answers from God. It's about two sisters. They go down different paths in life, but through prayer and dreams, God reunites them. And then my second book, Call on Me, is about a wealthy atheist woman who suddenly realizes her money can't save her when she becomes ill.
Wow.
And so they're both short stories. They're fiction, so.
Yes. Oh, wow. I'm getting ready to go online and get both of them other ones, because I would love to read them. That is so awesome. And tell us a little bit more about I Am Flossom without giving too much, because we do want our listeners to go out and to purchase these books and everything, support you, not only you, but buy it for someone out there. Their child might be at home. We have so much young suicide these days. So tell us a little bit about this.
So I'm Flossom. It's about 10 kids, and they talk about their different flaws and insecurities, as well as how they learn to love and accept them for what they are, because their flaws do not define them. And so basically, some of them, you know, they may be a little tall, or they may be a little bigger than others, maybe a little skinnier, maybe have glasses or, you know, some kind of disability, but they all learn to realize and, you know, that they need to love themselves, that they're just right the way they are, they're perfect the way they are, and they don't have to change a thing about themselves so they can, you know, let someone else like them. Just, no, they learn to love themselves exactly for who they are, because they know that regardless of their flaws, they are still awesome. And that's what, you know, that's the message I'm trying to get across. Like you said, not just to young people, but to everyone.
Yes, yes, to everyone. You know, and I'm telling you, this I'm Flossom, it come at no better time, because I'm glad this book is out there. Even going through what we're going through in these days and times right now, there's a lot of people who are feeling down in their spirit. They feeling, you know, I'm not doing enough. I'm not able to give enough because of this pandemic that we're going through, and some people might even feel that, you know, because if they like me, I'd have been, you know, trying different foods in the house, cooking. I don't want to gain no more weight, but then, you know, I have that complex about, God, I'm getting too big. I don't want to get too big, you know, but you know, and stuff like that. So I know this book is going to bless some souls out there. Truly, young lady, I truly thank God for you just wanting to be you. You know, you're 19. This is the time you should be away, going and traveling, or in college, or thinking about who you need to be and what you want to be. But you're thinking of so many others, and I could just see God opening up. And some other things I heard that you do, even helping the deaf, helping them and everything. Tell us a little bit about that as well.
Say that one line you said, helping the
You're helping, are you helping the kids with deaf or mute or something like that? I thought I'd seen.
Oh, no. There is a kid in the book who is deaf. But, no, I'm actually, maybe you've probably seen, see, maybe you've probably seen my boot camp that I just launched.
Oh, yeah.
Mom's boot
camp. Yeah.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So basically, how I came about that is I went to basic training when I first got out of high school, and like a few months after, not right after, but a few months after I graduated, and I didn't make it through because of one, I got a groin. I had a stress fracture in my groin, and another thing was it wasn't for me, and you know my drills, they weren't realizing that they was just like, oh, you're a quitter, but no. I'm not a quitter. I knew who I was before I went in. I guess I just went in to, you know, just try to see if I can find myself more because I didn't know what I wanted to do exactly. And so, but my thing was, I feel like that God, you know, made me go through with basic training to be able to bring me out of it and bring me to where I needed to be. I wanted to launch I'm Flossom Boot Camp, basically on the three things I learned during BCT, which is team building, discipline, and leadership. And so I want to be able to teach, you know, young people, middle school ages preferably, that, you know, whether it's within themselves and within life, that they need to know these three things, you know, in order to gradually grow in life. So team building, leadership, and discipline. And it's three courses. So that's what I launched recently. And so, yeah.
Wow, look at you, 19 years old. And I'm looking at the part where you – became an advocate at the age of 12. You know, that, you know, I think about my grandson at the age of 12. He was doing his first sermon, and I think about Jesus was 12 years old when he went out there, and here it is, was 12 years old, and you're out here speaking out on issues in the community. And someone else out there, I would like for you to encourage someone out there. There's another 12-year-old or a 10-year-old or maybe a 16-year-old or a 19-year-old that got so much in them, but they haven't stepped out in their calling or the things that they, you know, need to do. I have a 10-year-old stepson that I am raising now, and he's so intelligent. And I said, wow, you're going to help a lot of people. There's a lot of things you can do. What is some encouragement that you can give to the young people as well as the older people, because they've been sitting on stuff for 30 years, 40 years, and ain't stepped out? What would you say to encourage them?
Honestly, I'll just say, if you have a vision, if you have a dream, if you have a goal, go after it. You know, I've always say this, stop procrastinating. Procrastination is big. And I feel like when you procrastinate for too long, you just forget about it, or you just put it to the side and you never partake into that goal or that dream that you have. So I feel like just go after it. Stop waiting. Life is too short for one. And for two, you never know what can come out of those dreams or those goals if you don't take the risk. So go after it. That's all I have to say. Go after it. Go after those dreams. Go after your talent. Whether you win, whether you fail, whether you succeed, whatever it is, keep going after it. Because no matter what, you're going to get better. You're going to keep. Practice makes perfect. So just go after it, really.
That's right. That's right. Because you will never know become if you don't step out and just try
it.
Like you said, whether you fail or whatever, at least you did it. And you never know, even through failing, you helped somebody. You helped somebody. So we never fail at anything. I don't call nobody a failure. You never fail at anything. Because if God gave you something to do, do it. Do it. Do it to the full. It might not be to your ability, but it's to God's. It's whatever God gave you. Just do it. You never know how it's going to help, not even just yourself, but someone else out there.
Yes,
oh, my God. You are just a blessing. You are just a blessing. I'm telling you. Where are you located at?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Okay. Wow. We were just down there not too long ago filming right before this pandemic came up and everything, and I was watching a lot of things. I'm telling you, I've been looking at a lot of things you were doing, but because you do so much, I'm like, do she travel? Do you travel if somebody wants you to come and mentor, maybe speak at an event or a school or anything like that?
I would love to. I don't travel now, but that is on my list. That is, I would really love to. So I'm working towards it, and I pray that God allows me to do exactly that. So,
amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I believe He's going to open up that door. I see you on a lot of people's platforms speaking into so many young people's lives. I mean, because of what we just went through and what we got to come out of, a lot of our young people that set up to their last senior year in school or going to the high school or get ready to go to college, a lot of things had to go backwards for them. So a lot of people felt like, dog, I couldn't wait till I got to this part. I couldn't wait till graduation, or I couldn't wait till I got out of elementary. So, you know, they've been feeling kind of bad about themselves. So I know what you're doing is going to help a lot of people, and I'm definitely want to push your book out there as well for people to read it and know who they are and everything. How would we be able to get in touch with you, and where would we be able to purchase your book?
Yes, ma'am. So I'm on Facebook at Antonia M.F. Williams, Instagram at Awoken Voice, and I also have a website, www.imflossom.com/1. And so you all can follow me on social media. You all can go to my website, check out my book. I'm Flossom is also in a Spanish edition. So English and Spanish. And so, yeah, those are my social medias, and that's my website if anyone would like to get in contact with me.
Oh, wow, that is so awesome. We're going to hold that thought, and I'm going to have our co-host come with a song, play God is Good. God is Good. This is another young lady that I truly thank God for her, that she's out there doing her thing. And everything, I'm telling you, just she's a rapper, but she does pretty much encourage young people to step out on faith and their gifts and their talents. She talks about different things that she'd been through when she was young and growing up, and different things. And she's out there on a platform encouraging people about being bullied, and because she was bullied when she was young and growing up through school. So we're going to come with her song, God is Good. All the time, God is good.
My God is good. Don't you know my God is good? My God is good. God is good, oh can't you see? He made the moon, the stars, the land, and the sea. He made the flowers, they bloom so vividly. He made the bushes, the trees, the grass, and the leaves. He made the fruit and the herbs to heal your flesh. And on the seventh day, the Lord created rest. He didn't want his animals to run free. So man and woman, God created Adam and Eve. But they bit the fruit, but sent to the earth. She was deceived by the serpent, didn't know her work. But he was not concerned with the rise and fall. Jesus Christ came to atone for it all. And I say, he covers my front. He covers my back with God on my side. I never lack. My God is good all the time. 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. 24/7, 365. My God is gracious, His Spirit moves about, gave us dominion, should we ever be in doubt? Made in His image, He gave us the breath of life, blessed with taste, touch, sound, smell, and sight. So know your shepherd's voice, be ready to answer the call. God looks for everybody, but His promises are not for all. Therefore His children who serve and obey, on the narrow path and not on that broad way. See, I know He blessed me from my head to my feet with vision and talent and disposition. So me, with God on my side, I'm forever strong, and I will serve Him all the day long. And I say, He covers my front. He covers my back with God on my side. I never lack. My God is good all the time, 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time, 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time, 24/7, 365.
Praise God on credit. Praise God on purpose. I praise Him when I'm sure. I praise Him when I'm nervous. I praise Him from His smallest gifts and major miracles of seen. I praise Him because I know with God I'm on a winning team. And if you praise His name, He'll send His virtue out. Hallelujah, restoration power without a doubt. And don't despise revelation, it's just a preview. A confirmation to confirm what you already knew. Meditate on His word and it will automate. Intoxication from the Spirit should be your only state. And let your light radiate all across the world. Shine light on every man, woman, boy, and girl. See, I live in God, and He lives in me. I do the work of the Lord so freely. I run His life race at a steady pace. I fast and pray and always seek His face. And when it's time to lay down, I know my life was well spent. My body will pass away, but my spirit will see heaven. My God is good. He forever kept my mind 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time, 24/7, 365. God is good all the time. God is good all the time. God is good all the time, 24/7, 365.
Amen, amen. God is good all the time, 365 days. Truly, truly. Welcome back, kings and queens. I pray that you all have been listening in and able to just see how blessing, the blessing that God has sent here to the blessings for you. This beautiful, beautiful young queen. I'm telling you, I have a granddaughter that's her age, and I'm telling you, it amazed me the things that she does and the things that she's doing, and to hear young people out here doing things, making it happen, it is such a blessing, you know, it really is. My heart just overflows when I see young people stepping out, doing what God has in them. So we definitely need to push our young people, support them, let them know that they're important and what the works that they do, the ministry that God has given them, that we support that. Because I'm telling you, they are our future, and they're making it happen. Truly, truly, queen. I see also that you do spoken word as well.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you be able to give us a little dewdrop of spoken word? I love spoken word.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, I can. So I guess I can get a little history. And since we're talking about, young people and me as a young lady doing big things and stuff at a young age, I'm going to do a piece titled Magical Treasure Box. And it's to give homage to the black women that came before us. So, here it goes. Let me tell you all about my magical treasure box. A treasure box of queens who allowed their gifts and talents to soar like a butterfly with the prettiest of wings. Ah, yes, the first queen that comes to mind. I remember reading I Rise by Maya Angelou. Oh, yes, I rise. I rise from the depths of the ground and come to know my worth as a woman wearing her crown. And then I remember digging deep into my magic treasure box. Oh, I can remember Eartha Kitt, the small frame queen known for her most popular song, Santa Baby. So grab the hand of your sister friend, because as women, we are in this struggle together. And together we go from level to level. And as I dig deeper in my magic treasure box, I wonder what next I will find. Ah, yes, Queen Ruby Dee, this who comes to mind, better known for starring in a 1961 film, A Raisin in the Sun. And we all know about the black family struggle, about lessons lost and won. And as I travel down memory lane, I pulled out another name. You all remember Debbie Allen for fame, the one that coined the phrase, if you want fame, then right here is where you start sweat and pain, because fame costs. And you all remember the theme song, I Want to Live Forever. But see, it's not about living forever. It's about creating something that will outlive you. And that brings me to my next queen, Cicely Tyson, whose career has lasted more than 6 decades. See, that's when you know you have true talents and gifts that will never fade. And while we're in this matter, I can hit a heavily chatter as I dig deeper in my magic treasure box. Queen DeLuise was known to me as the star of Touched by an Angel, but was known as an American jazz and gospel singer whose voice still heavily lingers with her 1959 hit single, Don't You Know. Name after name starts overflowing the magical treasure box, and I come across Queen Toni Morrison, the first African-American woman to win a Nobel Prize for Literature. The Bluest Eye been a favorite book of mine. It's a story we all might can relate to, a story of racial issues and that true beauty comes from the inside. Oh, and how can I forget one of the greatest poets of our time, Nikki Giovanni, best known for her New York Times bestseller Bicycle Love poem, 2009. And the last but not least that comes to mind, Zora Neale Hurston, known for her most popular work, the 1937 novel, Their Eyes Were Watching God. And as I sit here and nod and think to myself, I stand on the shoulders of these queens, and now I can move forward with my dream. Thank you.
Oh, God, that was so awesome. If I had some clapping hands, I'll be clapping right now all on here. That was awesome. That was
really awesome.
Oh, my God. Thank you, young lady. I'm telling you, that is a blessing. Truly, you have blessed my soul, and I know you have blessed my co-host soul, and I'm telling you, have blessed a lot of other people's souls, and truly, it's just an honor. It's such an honor to have you. I can't keep saying that. Just to allow you to have that time to be here and be blessed, because I know you're pulling everywhere, all over the place. I know people are like, goodness, I love that. I'm going to ask you another question. Do you ask?
Yeah.
Okay, because the reason why I asked that, because we're doing a mini-series, Too Real For You mini-series, and I do a lot of other productions, and I'm telling you, sweetheart, I don't know, I might have to send you some information. I might want to snatch you up. I'm telling you.
Yes, ma'am.
I might have to snatch you up, for real. God bless you. God bless everything that you are doing. I'm truly going to share this as much as I can, support it as much as I can, even your books, not only your books, your spoken word. Are you a singer?
A singer? Oh, no, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I seen you with a mic, so it might seem you just talking about spoken word, I'm telling you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. I definitely got to. I'm telling you, it's just such a awesome. I'm telling you, I have written stage plays on Call Too Late with young people, trying to get them to know that it is not, you know, they get picked on because they serve God or they don't want to have that peer pressure. So we had did a stage play on that of a young lady that was being pulled but was raised by her grandmother and different things. You know, I'm telling you, it's so much I can see in your future that God is going to continue blessing you because you truly have been obedient at a young age, 12 years old, and it probably started before that. That's just when you actually probably felt that your parents felt that it was something in you and they needed to get you out there. Probably already you were born with it. God had gave it to you at birth. But I truly thank God that for your parents. I thank God for them. I thank them for supporting you and getting you to where you at today. Truly, I thank them because, you know, hey, if it wasn't for the support you have, I don't know where you would be. Because I'm telling you, like I said, I wish I had someone like you when I was growing up with low self-esteem, feeling not like I was beautiful, you know, just to be able to hear that title, I'm Flossom. I can't wait to read it. It's probably going to just bless my soul even after I read it. Truly, I would like for you to tell us where we can get your books again, where we can, if maybe a young person want to talk to you or share a story with you where you can encourage them. Give us some information again where they can get your books and also follow you and get in contact with you.
Yes, ma'am. So, again, my website is www.imflossom.com/1. And then you all can follow me on Facebook at Antonia M.F. Williams. I'm also on Instagram at Awoken Voice. And all my books, my I'm Flossom brand, every product from my I'm Flossom brand is on the website as well, so you all can check it out. And, yes, that's pretty much it.
Yes. Truly, I'm telling you, young lady, I am serious about this. So you let your parents know. I would love to talk with them or whatever. Well, you're 19 now, but still, I have respect for people, parents, regardless. I definitely want to get you in. We're doing a domestic violence stage play, and it's a part that I think that it would just fit you so perfectly. And we would love to use you even with your spoken word. My daughter will be directing that and everything that I have written. So I'm definitely not only that, also this mini series that's playing now on different platforms, On Point, on Jabra Wed. It was on Now, Dennis, get ready to be on His Grace, where you can pull it up on Fire Stick, Roku, Apple TV, different things like that. I definitely would love to cast you even in that as well. Truly, truly, it was an honor. And thank you so much for just being obedient to be here to share, to care, the care to share your talents and gifts that God has given into you, sweetheart, to give back to the world. Is there anything else you would like to say to the people before we end this beautiful, awesome, powerful interview?
Just keep the faith. Keep pushing. Keep going. It's going to be hard. We all know it's not easy, but there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. There's always, you know, like I said, stop procrastinating. Go after your dreams. You never know what will come out of it if you don't take that risk. You never know what opportunities will come. You never know who's watching. You just never know. So if you have a gift, you know, don't think people are, even if people don't support you, go after that dream. Go after that. Go after your talent, because God got you. At the end of the day, God is going to have you, and he's going to make sure that you're straight in life. He's going to make sure that you're, you know, that you're going to be heard. And so just keep pushing and keep having faith no matter what. And I thank you all so much for listening in and tuning in. And I thank you, Ms. Angela, for giving me your platform, and thank you so much.
Yeah, so welcome, sweetheart. We're going to have you again, believe me, but like I said, I'm going to send you some information. Give me till, it might be after my birthday. It's September the 1st. I can't wait, but it might be right after that, because we're trying to wait on this pandemic to slow down a little bit so we can get back out there to do what we need to do to be blessings one to another. So I'm truly going to send you information and stay in contact with you, because you already cast, sweetheart, for the blessings project. You already cast, I'm telling you. Truly, we thank you again, and we thank all you listeners out there. Like she said, please go through. They can get your books, you said, on Amazon.com.
It's on my website. I have books on hand, so I can ship them, sign copies.
Okay. All right. It's on her website. Visit her website. Get them books. Get a signed copy. Make sure you get her books, because I will be going on there. And right after this show, I'm going to inbox you, sweetheart, to send me the information. I'm going to go on there for the other two I would love to get as well. So support this young woman. Get up under her. Get up under her and be a blessing into the future that God got for us all, because she's going to be a blessing not only to you, your children, your children's children, and your children's children to come, that we will be hearing this name out there. God bless you all for listening to the Blessed Hands for You. You guys enjoy the rest of the day that God has made for us to get in and be joy, rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Thank you again, sweetheart.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.